Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. And this weekend, something special is going on, organized by a special guy. Dan Gannon is passionate about fighting oppression. And last year, he organized the first Unite Against Hate art event in Bemidji. And this weekend, the second annual Unite Against Hate art exhibit and concert will be taking place at Bridget's Pub in downtown Bemidji. It's a unique experience designed to further discussions in the Bemidji area about issues of diversity, and diversity including a wide variety of possibilities, race, gender, sexuality, faith beliefs, and much more. He's here to talk about it. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on, you guys.
Absolutely. So unity in the community, that's kind of what you're all about. Talk about this personal mission of yours a little bit.
Well, I'd like it to not be really a personal mission. I'd like it to be a community-wide mission. You know, I think it's a grandiose statement, right? Unity in the community. What does that mean? It can seem overwhelming or seem utopian, or, you know, is that really possible? But if we don't try, if we don't have the discussions that we have to have that are a little bit awkward, a little bit uncomfortable, at times might not be the most laugh-inducing and, you know, like rub my back, I feel so good talking about this kind of conversations. If we don't have those conversations, if we don't kind of get in those sticky spots, then things will remain the same. And there's, you're not going to run into anybody, whatever their political beliefs are, that will say like, everything's actually perfect. It's great.
Right.
Like the way people relate to each other based on their skin color or based on their sexuality or based on their religion, it's so exactly where we need it to be. You're not going to run into anybody that's going to say that. They might say, yeah, it's okay, it could be better, you know, or they could be like, well, it's quite problematic and A, B, and C need to be done about it. And so trying to do this Unite Against Hate art show and concert is just a small way of continuing to sort of poke and prod all of us to be courageous and trying to have those conversations and not just talk the talk, but a little bit more of walking the walk as well.
Yeah. And art kind of has the secret superpower to allow for conversations to happen about complicated issues. It's kind of one of the strange powers of art. And I wondered if you could talk about some of the pieces that will be included in this show and maybe some messages or, I don't know, greater thoughts that maybe come from looking at that art, and maybe, I mean, even talk about the DJs and the musical acts too, and
sure,
kind of how
sure.
that all feeds into the mission.
Yeah, I like that description of secret superpower. That's really good. Because I don't need to be there all the time to poke and prod. Like the art will do that, you know, or the music on the night of the concert will do that. And we're lucky this year we have a returning artist, Katrina Knudsen, who had two pieces in last year's show, is contributing two pieces again this year. And her perspective is often from a strongly feminist perspective and also often about race and ethnicity. So we'll have two pieces by her in this year's show. And you never really know what you're going to get until the submissions come in, but an underlying theme as it's turning out for this year's show will be missing and murdered Indigenous women. It's going to be a topic that three different pieces will be addressing. And one of them is Jason Ewert, who last year had a video called Feed the Wolf. He's an extremely talented videographer, filmmaker, and an all-around great person. And he's contributing a piece that he was commissioned by the Indigenous Environmental Network to do on missing and murdered Indigenous women. So that video will be shown the night of the concert. We're going to show it as part of the music that night because we found last year that the walkthroughs for the sort of art opening part aren't so strong, that people will come through when they're there to eat dinner or there to hang out at Bridges. And so we want that video to be seen by as many people as possible. Like on a personal note, there's one of the contributors is this young woman, Selena Jubera Downwind, who her mother's side of this family are Downwinds from up here, Red Lake, and her father's side are Latino from Chicago. And when I lived in the Twin Cities, I was a childcare teacher for 17 years, and she was one of my childcare kids.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, I've known her as a 2, 3, 4, 5-year-old and up, and I haven't seen her in quite a while because I don't live in the cities anymore, but just through a lot of us are still connected from that that childcare center, and I saw that she does art now. And so I reached out to her, and she was thrilled to do a piece. So for me, there's some full circle kind of thing going on there that's really meaningful, really meaningful. And so we're excited that Selena's piece is going to be in the show as well. So yeah, there'll be three pieces that will be addressing the missing, murdered Indigenous women's topic or issue, and then stuff about sexual diversity and sexuality, and then other things. I'm trying to think of a couple of the pieces. There's a really good one from, we have a couple high school age kids that have contributed this year, and one of their pieces is about just listening, which also is in some ways maybe a controversial thing these days. Like, people aren't listening to each other. They're kind of already thinking of their reply before they're actually hearing what the other person has to say. Because we are living in very contentious times, you know, there's no other way to say it. So yeah, that's kind of a brief run through of the pieces. And then musically, we have Thomas X from the Red Lake Nation will be performing, who's performed quite a bit around town over the last, five plus years, easy, probably going on 10 years. And he's, if I can allow myself to describe his style, I would say he's a very positive, conscious rapper from a particular sort of 90s style of rap music that I came up on. That is very political and very community oriented and very positive, and he's involved not only with his music but is involved in working with youth up in the Red Lake mm-hmm. quite a bit. So we're excited to have him, and I think he's going to be performing with a hand drum player and a flute. I think Brendan Strong, who's performed with him quite a few times, on the hand drum.
That
so he's going to
really
try
cool.
and yeah, he's going to add a kind of a different spin on his sound that also ties in his cultural background to his rap music. So we have him, and then Sonny Johnson, who also is a Red Laker but born and raised in Bemidji and a familiar face to anyone who hangs around the music scene in town here. He had a CD release 2 years ago, I believe, 2 or 3 years ago, and he'll be performing with Josh Jones, and they'll be second on the bill, probably starting around 8:30 or 9. And then just sort of by happenstance, Lady Midnight is coming back again this year. She headlined last year's performance, and last year she was on the cusp of releasing her new record, but sometimes those things don't always happen as quickly as the artist or the community wants them to. So her record actually just came out about 2 weeks ago, the one we thought was coming out a year ago. So she's again up in Red Lake working with the middle school kids up there through Thursday, and just a little birdie whispered in my ear and said she's going to be around, and so I reached out, and she was more than happy to come back and perform again. So she'll be the headliner Saturday night, and DJ Divewire might or might not be getting us through the night with sort of segues musically. His mother is in hospital, and so he might be taken away to take care of her. So we'll see about sort of in-between music and stuff. So it's Sonny Johnson, Thomas X, and Lady Midnight performing. And if anyone saw Lady Midnight last year, they'll tell you quickly, like, she, for a one-woman show with no band, she is a gripping persona on stage and just has this warmth that she radiates, and again, like a positivity. And so I think it's going to be an awesome night. Like, I think it's going to be a really, really, really good night. And much thanks to Jake and Travis and the crew over at Bridget's for hosting us. They're very enthusiastic to have us back. And one thing that kind of put them, they ended up liking it, but one dynamic of the show is we put out a journal, and it was sort of a last second thought last year just to throw it on there. And half the journal got filled up in 5 weeks' time. And it just says, share your thoughts on what diversity means to you in our community. And probably 90% of the responses were fairly positive, and there was some, you know, pushback and other thoughts that people shared. And we didn't delete or erase or scratch any of it. We just left it all on there in the sort of spirit of free speech. And that'll be there again, too. So we encourage folks that are just hanging out and check out the art, read the artist descriptions. We put statements by each of the art so that people can understand what that piece means to the themes of the show of unity in the community, diversity of strength, unite against hate. So, yeah.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Great,
it's going to be really, really
event.
Good. Yeah.
So I want to make sure we talk about this before we have to go. And we've talked about it before on the radio, but I just feel like it's a message that we, as a media, should keep putting out there. What do you say? I mean, you're in the business of talking with people about these complicated things. You kind of put yourself out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've done a TED Talk on it. You're passionate about this. How do you talk to somebody when, and we all know folks like this, somebody who has a disdain for another person based on a religious background or sexuality or cultural background? What advice do you have for trying to build a conversation about narrowing that blind or changing that blind spot?
Mm-hmm. For me, kind of a go-to strategy is personalize it. So if there's some issues around homophobia, I'll share that my sister is gay and I love her, or that I have really close friends that are gay and I love those people. Like, why? How could I not? Like, why would I not? You know, and sort of personalize it. Or if it's based on skin color or ethnicity or those kinds of things, you know, you can always think of examples. Like, well, you know, what do you think of this person? And usually you maybe take someone who has some renown or is some a positive person and be like, well, what do you think of them? You know, and they're like, well, no, they're pretty good. I'm like, okay, well, do they represent all of that community? And then they'll say, well, not really. I'm like, but the one person you're talking about that's giving you the reason to slam that whole community, you're making them represent that whole community. Mm. And like, it's easy enough to understand. There's jerks of all shapes and sizes, right? They're, all of us can be jerks at any given time. And some people are more actively jerks than others. And it's easy enough to understand that that's across the board. You can go anywhere in the planet and run into disagreeable people or people that are offensive or people that don't treat others with respect, kindness, and love, you know? And, but to say that, to put that as a blanket statement against a whole community, a whole group of people, it never works. It doesn't work. And so that's my angle. I try and point that out, is like, that's an individual, not a community. But you talk about that individual like they represent the whole community. And that dynamic particularly happens to communities of color and queer communities, where those individuals get represented as representing their whole crew, their whole mass of thousands and tens of thousands and millions of people, because you're Muslim or because you're gay or because you have black skin or whatever. So that's my angle. I try and personalize it and say, well, that's an individual that treated you badly. That doesn't mean every person of that background treats you that way.
That's great advice. That is Dan Gannon. Just want to remind you that you can find his TEDx talk called Facing Racism, What You Can Do to Fight Injustice. You can find that online. And of course, you'll be able to find him at the Unite Against Hate event. That's at Bridget's Pub this Saturday night, downtown Bemidji. Starts at...
I'm going to go 7 to midnight, more or less.
Great. And you can check out that artwork and enjoy the music. And the artwork will be up for a month. Mm-hmm. So I invite you to go down, check it out, and respond to it.
Yep. Thanks so much for having me on, you guys.
Yeah. Have a great event.
Yep. Thank you.